Greetings from my studios and from Humor at Work. I am Michael Kerr. Hi everyone, Michael Kerr here, Humor at Work, with another exciting lemon-scented episode. In this episode, I want to remind you of the importance of going all the way. Yes, their dirty secret is out. Now, the who I'm talking about, in terms of their dirty secret, is the Dirty Laundry Winery in Summerland, BC, one of my favorite wineries to visit in the Okanagan Valley in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. In fact, my wife and I just got back from touring there, where we visited family, but more importantly, we visited some of the wineries. And what I love about Dirty Laundry isn't just their great wines, it's how they built their fun brand into every aspect of their business. The name Dirty Laundry comes from a historic Summerland laundry that reportedly housed a brothel upstairs, earning the business the nickname the Dirty Laundry. So, the Dirty Laundry Winery logo features a red-hot iron with images of sexy women in the iron steam, while their tagline is the Okanagan's Dirty Little Secret. Their newsletter is called Laundry Lines. The welcome sign resembles a giant sheet hung out on a clothesline. Even the entrance gate posts aren't normal posts, they're giant clothes pegs. In fact, they give you little clothes pegs with their marketing information branded onto them. Their tasting room and gift shop decor is reminiscent of an old-fashioned bordello, complete with lingerie strewn about the display cases. Now, not that I know what a bordello looks like or anything, I'm just imagining that that's what they were trying to do there. Their membership tagline is Friends with Benefits. And of course, their wine names include such gems as A Secret Affair, Naughty Chardonnay, and A Girl in Every Port. Even the descriptions of the wine are playfully suggestive and seductive. So what I love about Dirty Laundry is how they carry their theme throughout every aspect of their marketing and business. Everything reinforces their fun brand and image. Too often I see businesses that start down the path of trying to stand out with a fun theme, but then they drop the ball by not integrating the theme as thoroughly as they could. They miss out on so many opportunities that it comes across as a half-hearted effort to stand out. When the real dirty little secret to standing out from the herd with your brand or image is to, as the Dirty Laundry Winery folks might suggest, go all the way. And now it's time for Mike's Fun at Work tip. As I'm recording this, it's the middle of the summer season, so it's the season for vacation and holidays. So here's a wacky idea. Why not create some, what I'd call, reverse postcards? Postcard-like photos of you and your team enjoying yourselves. No, not at some fabulous beach or cottage, but at your office, at your workplace. Make them as cheesy and tacky as possible, complete with the usual tacky postcard headlines, "Wish you were here." Then you can send these postcards out to your clients as a fun reminder that you're still hard at work during the summer season. You could post them on your website. You could hold a contest in your workplace for the best team postcard. And if you're a bit mean, you could even send these postcards out to your employees who are away vacationing as a fun reminder that the rest of you are hard at work at the office. And why not use these as a marketing material? Give them away to your customers and clients. I mean, how goofy, how silly would it be for people to send postcards to their friends and families? No, not from some fabulous holiday location, but from, you know, their local neighborhood pet supply store or their insurance company. And now the deep thought of the week. This week's deep thought is courtesy of comedian Jeff Foxworthy. You moon the wrong person at an office party, and suddenly you're not professional anymore. Thanks, Jeff, for those wise, wise words. And finally, we've reached the last feature of the old podcast. It's a wacky world. Today, as I'm recording this, just happens to be Tell an Old Joke Day. So here's an old joke. It actually is Albert Einstein's favorite joke, and supposedly the shortest joke in history, consisting of just two words. Here it is, Albert Einstein's favorite joke. Pretentious? moi? This has been Michael Kerr with another exciting episode of Humor at Work. Until next time, keep putting humor to work for less stress and more success.